Bed at School.
And this is our fourth film and the last one. It's called Io Sono Lì. It's an Italian film and it's about a Chinese girl that came to Italia and tries that her son comes there with her.
Okay.
And I think the film shows that friendship is more important than the difference of cultures and origins.
All right.
In my opinion, this is the film I like the most compared to the other three we've seen because of the filming and the images that have a very good quality, and then also the music that matches perfectly with the theme of the film. And finally, the main actress that is very different to the other actors on the other films we've seen. And it's a Chinese girl that she's very quiet and calm. Although she doesn't speak a lot, she's very expressive. And on the other hand, the only thing I didn't understand is the end, because it's a little bit inconclusive. You don't know what happens with her friend or how Bibi died. But I liked a lot this film.
To my mind, I agree with Natalia when it comes to that the actors were very expressive, because with very little words, she expresses a lot, and you could guess what was her feeling only with her face. And also that the main themes are the friendship that is very important, and also that we are not aware that there are a lot of immigrants in other countries that have to work a lot and do a lot of sacrifices
to survive,
yes, and to be able to make their sons to come there too. So Io Non Sono Lì has to make like the
what you mean that she has to make a great effort to have her son back.
Yeah.
Okay. I think like you, and for me this was the best movie of all of them, because, well, maybe because I like the personality of the main characters, and also I find it more interesting, and I think that it shows like how far can go a mother for her son, because she has to choose between a very good friend and her son, and finally she has to choose her son. But also it shows that friends are very important, because at the end of the movie, who paid all the money is her friend.
Good.
Well, this film is more reflect a problem that we could find with a lot of immigrants. And it's not so bored than the others.
Boring.
And it's for that I like it more than the others.
I think it's the one of the four we've seen that I prefer. I think that the acting is very good, but I think that the last scene when the woman met his son. Again, I think that the actress didn't catch the feeling at all. Maybe it's my opinion.
She's
maybe
like inexpressive, you mean?
Yes, but in that scene, completely. I think that in all the films she did it very well.
Very good. All right.
In my point of view, I think the films are... The main topic of the film on immigration are difficult to the families because they are separated, and it costs money and suffering to return with his family, and is more difficult, and I don't know. I prefer the for film than
the others,
because it's more habit.
Delicate, maybe.
Delicate, and I prefer this film.
Okay.
I found this film exciting and I like it because the end of the film was unpredictable and we expected that Lee and Bepi were allowed to have their friendship and we expected that their friendship will last forever, but in the end we can see that this is not possible and that is why I like the film.
Okay, I'm coming.
I personally didn't like the film, but I agree with all my partners. I think that this fourth film is the best one that we saw. I personally like the part when Sean Lee met his son again, and I think that this part is the most emotive part of the film because also the music makes it more emotional. I think that all the music of the film was very good. I think it's the best music of all the four things, films. And in my opinion, it was the most emotional film.
Okay. Over here.
For me, this was the best film of the project, because it was more interesting than the others and the actors act much better than in the other films.
I like this film because it explains a friendship of a Chinese woman and an old man, but I don't like the end because the old man dies.
I think that this film for me is the best that I have seen from the four. And I think that it explains how a Chinese woman goes to another country, Italy, and lives there. And then he has the opportunity to meet again with his son. And that's why I like it.
And what about the prejudices of the other people, Italian people and the Chinese? What do they think about Chinese in general?
Fred at School. Building new audiences for European cinema.